It's time for another dose of digital dissemination from Dr. Dave. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. To consult with Dr. Dave, there is no appointment necessary. Just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
Talking about the latest Panasonic Tough Book, the Tough Book 54, about 4.25 pounds, looks like a mini briefcase, and kind of weighs like a mini briefcase, but it really quite an impressive machine. You know, that little. In fact, here you can see what it looks like, and you know, got a little handle and everything, but it's a very sophisticated magnesium encased design. Really pretty impressive specifications. It isn't a real speed demon, but it's really good at what it needs to be good at. Number one, to be tough, but then also up to 11 hours with one battery and 18 hours of life with two batteries. That's one of the big benefits of this newest model, is they upgraded the processor to the new Broadwell architecture from Intel, which is a much more power efficient than the older version, the Toughbook 53. That was based on an older Haswell processor. 720p screen. That's with the base model. You can't upgrade to a full high def resolution if you want, but you're not going to get that for $1,500. However, it does come with a 1 terabyte hard drive in one slot and a 256 gig solid state drive in a second slot. Standard. Plenty of storage. The SSD is kind of an interesting... you know, my first thing would be take the 1 terabyte out and put another 256 or 512 SSD in there. It's a tough book. It needs to have SSDs. USB 3, HDMI, Ethernet ports. You can upgrade to a discrete AMD graphics card at additional cost. Also comes with 802.11 AC Wi-Fi. Optional 4G LTE is available. Now, this is an interesting thing because you can get it with Windows 8.1 or Windows 7 Pro. I don't know how Panasonic managed to work that licensing deal out with Microsoft, because Windows 7 Pro is not available anywhere. I mean, other than like the gray market, the black market, the used market, refurb market. So for a new corporate laptop to have the option of Windows 7 Pro is impressive. I'll tell you what, and this is quite a flip for me over the last year, but I would probably go with the Windows 8.1, partially because 8.1 is so much better than Windows 8, but also I know what Windows 10 looks like. And if you've got Windows 8.1, when Windows 10 comes out, it's a free upgrade. Mm. So if I'm thinking about a tough book or any machine actually now, I'm not necessarily making the same decision I made 6 months ago where I'm saying, okay, let's do Windows 7 Pro, let Windows 8 kind of ride, and we'll make a leap later on. Now I'm saying, based on what the word is from Microsoft with Windows 10 being a free upgrade to Windows 8 users, I'm saying let's get our ducks in a row for Windows 10 by getting a new machine with 8.1 in it now. Mm-hmm. Toughbook Pro, for those of you who need it, admittedly a narrow market, but those of you who need it, it's a great, tough laptop. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. You know, Steve-O, can we do the Apple update now? Do we have time, or should I do it after? Do we have time in the segment? Let's get the latest from the Utopian community, known as Apple Computer.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach.
Have you noticed now how the ads, they sing like that again now? The new ads? have the same weird sort of pronunciation of the singers. And you haven't noticed it?
It's because they hire them.
You haven't noticed
Canadians
it?
And then no, French people.
No, they're hippie.
And the
they're
hippies.
Not Canadian and French. They're just hippies.
Wait, it's so funny you mentioned that. There's actually a gal on. There's a new show that Ellen has produced about. It's like a furniture design contest. I actually think it's very cool, where they can come in these groups have got people that they come in and make furniture.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah. And there's this one gal from...
That's an Ellen DeGeneres production?
Yep. And this one gal from New York talks like she's from, I don't like she's French-Canadian or something. And she's from New York. It's like, what are you doing? It's like she's trying to be weird with her voices and, you know, just
isn't
like...
Isn't that weird?
What are you doing?
Just, so much bizarre affectation, man.
Very weird. Very strange.
Anyway. See, and when I come across somebody like that, they think they're impressing me. And I hate to say it, but it's almost disrespect that I feel for them. I mean, I feel sad for them, actually.
Yeah, that's what it is. It is.
You sad little insecure little girl. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know? Apple update.
Yes.
MacBook Pro. There has been an issue with MacBook Pro sold between February 2011 and December 2013. This has been a long-standing problem. In fact, it's been such a long-standing problem, there's actually a class action lawsuit in the courts now specifically addressing this. If you're experiencing issues with distorted video or no video at all or out-of-the-blue system restarts where they just reboot automatically, this will interest you. It's both 15 and 17 inch MacBook Pros and 15 inch Retina MacBook Pros produced from mid 2012 to early 2013. There's a your coverage tool online. Let me see if I can see that address here real quick. If it makes sense that I can. Yeah, it doesn't. I'm going to have to put it on. I'm going to have to put it online because it's a long URL. But there's a check your coverage tool. Apple has introduced free repairs for anybody affected by this. Now, by now, your warranty's up. But they're covering it free of charge. They're finally, I mean, this is 2015 now. This is 3 and 4 years later. I mean, I guess you could say, you got to give them kudos for being willing to do it 3 or 4 years later, but you also got to say, why in the heck did it take you guys 3 or 4 years, these people struggling with these machines? I can guarantee you this, the people that had these machines that this was happening to, and they really needed to use them, they put them away mm-hmm. and bought a different machine. Yep. Maybe not another Apple. I don't know. Very frustrating for some folks, but they actually had an online position or petition, change.org, that racked up more than 38,000 signatures in support of a free fix for this. As I mentioned, a class action lawsuit filed against Apple, and it really results from the build problem that Apple had with AMD graphics chips. It's the lead-free solder that connects the GPU to the MacBook's logic board. That was responsible for this. The fix is probably, for most of you, going to be another motherboard, a free motherboard. You have until February 27th, 2016, or 3 years from the date of purchase to redeem the offer. In other words, if it's right now, you have the latest date is February 27th, 2016. I'll put that check your coverage tool from Apple on the web. We'll put it on the Facebook page, and you can check it out because it's an incredibly expensive fix. I mean, if you were to go to Apple and say, fix my motherboard, I mean, I bet you'd be $800. Could be wrong, but I would estimate $800. And at $800, you could buy one of the brand new machines we're going to be talking about shortly with the new... Some of the new Ultrabooks out there that are very, very compelling little machines, especially one from Asus. So you're going to want to pay attention to when we talk about that. So Apple doing the right thing. You know, what do you do in a utopian community? You take care of the problems that you've created.
Right.
And Apple's doing it 5 years later, 4 years later. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. We come back. We're going to be talking about the latest batch of Ultrabooks, some very interesting ones from several manufacturers. And it's very interesting. You can see where each of the companies kind of took a slightly different tack on what kind of problems they were trying to solve. What they really believed was the primary purpose of their Ultrabooks. And I'll tell you something, I think in a real broad sense, Asus absolutely nailed it. We'll be back and talk about that after this.
2.2 trillion listeners galaxy-wide. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's Data Recovery Service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere? Well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.